Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today, speaking with the Central Iowa, Iowa State University Extension Field Agronomist, Megan Anderson. And Megan, really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us one final time.
Yeah, well, for the year, right?
Yes, exactly, yes. Yeah, that's what I meant, for sure. So yeah, we'll talk about, you know, just this 2024 harvest season. And so the first question I'll start off with is, in your assessment, how would you say that the 2024 harvest season has been?
I would say that it was the fastest harvest that I have ever experienced, and that I think a lot of farmers have ever experienced as well. Just due to the extremely dry conditions that we had, it seemed like everybody, you know, if anything slowed them down, it was honestly that in some cases we were too warm, too dry, and too windy, and so people stopped because they were worried about the risk of fire. There wasn't much else slowing anybody down. And then we made a really fast shift, right, that we finished harvest, and some people were able to get started on some post-harvest field work, but we basically went from like the driest September on record to getting several months worth of rainfall all at the beginning of November or something, right? So it's just been a really dramatic change over this fall.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like you said, the weather patterns have been pretty crazy, but I guess, you know, kind of typical at the same time in the state of Iowa. And so you know, you talk about just the craziness with that. You know, was there things this harvest season compared to past ones that you saw that were like drastically different or anything in that regard?
I mean, not necessarily. I feel like we deal with a lot of variability every fall, right? People are seeing all kinds of different conditions, even in the same kind of geography. Like across my area, I feel like there's a lot of variation in how harvest goes for any one farmer, just based on the weather and how the crop is and things. And so I think, you know, the past several years have been pretty dry harvests, and so it sort of jived with that. It was just unusual how long of a time frame we were able to continue on this fall without having anything to slow us down. And so that was probably the strangest thing that I saw, was that we were just so dry. Everything was so dry.
Again, we're speaking here with the Central Iowa ISU Extension Field Agronomist, Megan Anderson. And now, Megan, a big question that I know you get asked a lot, but can you share the range of yield for both corn and soybeans?
Yeah, well, everybody wants to know that answer. I mean, I think overall, I would say that corn yields were very high this year, ranging, it seems like every farmer usually has like one field that just doesn't do as well, or maybe one or two fields that they aren't keeping up with everything else. And so I would say that this year, those lower yielding fields, for the most part, were still very close, or perhaps over 200 bushels to the acre, which is virtually unheard of if we think back in the last 10 years or so. But we have a lot of farmers who had like farm averages that were over 240, 250 bushel. And so I think some of the high yields, some of the highest ones I heard for field averages were over 300. You know, I don't know. I wasn't in the combine, right? I wasn't watching the crop. So who knows? And I think soybeans, there was variability as well, right? But we typically, on the soil types that we have here in Central Iowa, it seems like we just, you know, we're more often than not, soybeans are just kind of okay. And so I would say that soybeans range kind of from the 50s, maybe up to 80 or so bushel per acre, with most of them being in the, you know, mid 60s or so to perhaps the low 70s for the harvested bushels per acre.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that. And then, you know, I know you've obviously have touched on the crazy weather patterns. Did that really have any, I think when we spoke earlier, you said kind of with the colder weather that shouldn't really have anything to do or affect the crops, but going from the, you know, extreme dryness to getting a good amount of precipitation, was there anything that really affected the crops in good or bad ways?
Well, the rainfall certainly is going to help with, especially when we had warmer conditions, right? Obviously now we're getting to be quite cold. But that rainfall, when we were a little bit warmer, helps with things like microbial activity that helps break down crop residue. It can help potentially kill weed seed that are out in the field, right? Sometimes we get some decomposition of some other things that are out in the field as well. And so generally on the whole, that's really good for the crop, right? Like if we are super, super dry going into winter and then we just outright freeze, none of that residue really has an opportunity to do any breaking down. And so that will be helpful as we go into the winter and go into next spring, because one of the things that we deal with a lot in the spring with the planter that can be a challenge is having a lot of residue out on the surface of the soil or mixed into the soil in some cases. And so I think that's really helpful. It's incredibly useful to have moisture in the soil as we go into winter for freeze-thaw cycles. So water expands, but it doesn't expand. It doesn't like double in size or anything. And so in order to get good freeze-thaw and get some like fracturing of the soil to help do things like break up compaction and create pore space in that soil, you do have to have quite a bit of moisture in it. And so that's going to be really good as we go into winter, much better than in dry soils. And that moisture also helps to buffer the freeze depth. So it helps kind of protect the soil. And so we aren't as likely to get those like really deep freezes that can do things like kill trees for homeowners, freeze water lines, things like that. And so that having that moisture there means that we aren't going to typically get frozen soil as deep in the soil, but that freeze should be very effective at helping to break up the soil.
Awesome. Well, that kind of, I was going to ask you if there were any outliers that you would see that are going to take a toll on the crops or anything for the upcoming spring season, but kind of answered it there. So thank you for really chatting with us over the past couple months. Really have appreciated it. And then, can't wait to talk to you again in 2025.
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, that is the Central Iowa ISU Extension field agronomist, Megan Anderson, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.